For Preview on WCPE, I'm Tara Lynn, and joining me in the studio this evening are Margaret Partridge, Executive Director of the Philharmonic Association, and Bill Robinson, a local composer here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome to you both. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So we're here today to talk about the Philharmonic Association's participation in the I Am Quixote NC Festival. Margaret, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you plan to be involved?
Well, the upcoming concert by the Triangle Youth Philharmonic will feature on its first half compositions that were inspired by Don Quixote. Last spring, the executive director of the festival came to us. His name is Rafael Osuba, and he invited us to participate. His idea is that this would be a very collaborative festival celebrating 400th year of the second book of Don Quixote's. And so he said, would you collaborate with us and participate? And we said, of course, that would be fun. The idea was to reach out to a broader audience and hope that people who were attending other festival events might come and check us out too.
What can you tell us about the Don Quixote-inspired works on the first half of that concert?
The first piece on that program is the well-known Don Quixote Suite for Strings. It's by Telemann, and it was written in 1761, and it is a Baroque suite. I really enjoy Baroque music because it is so pictorial. Telemann takes the idea of the windmills, and you even hear them in the French overture with which it starts. He has the attack on the windmills, which is a very exciting, frenetic piece that depicts Don Quixote's imaginings about the windmills being giants, and you can just picture him charging those windmills. And then he has other very, very picturesque elements, such as Don Quixote sighing for the love of Dulcinea. You hear these falling figures that are the sighs. And you can almost picture her tiptoeing around in his imagination as a little delicate princess,
fantastic.
Which she wasn't actually.
That's fantastic. So tell me about the second piece on the program.
Well, next we're going to do a not all that well-known piece unless you're into ballet. It was written by Minkus, who wrote like 20 ballets. He was very well-known for that because he was with the Bolshoi Theater for many years writing for them. So anyway, he wrote a ballet called Don Quixote, and it's, you know, probably 3 hours long. So we're picking a well-known portion of it called the Pas de Deux from Act 3. In an arrangement that includes our low brass, because we always want to include as many people as possible in the pieces that we do.
Yeah.
And that kind of leads to why we asked Bill Robinson to write a piece, because at the same time that we're rehearsing the string piece, we wanted everybody else to have something to do. We had experimented with this last spring when the strings played the Penderecki piece about Hiroshima, and the rest of them played a piece by Malcolm Arnold. And that worked out so well with our assistant conductor, Rashad Hayward, rehearsing the winds, brass, and percussion that we thought, well, this would work again if we could find someone to write something about Don Quixote, which Bill very, very graciously agreed to do.
Bill, tell me about the piece that you wrote. What attracted you to this project, first of all?
It was a wonderful opportunity to work with the Triangle Youth Philharmonic, or something I've been wanting to do for some time. In January, I decided to take a break from my usual stream of string and vocal and chamber works and write exclusively for band.
Wow.
So I had already been writing
nice.
For trumpets and saxophones and sousaphones and whatever, you know, serpents, ophicleides, whatever, you know, came down the pike. And this was an opportunity to do something that was really orchestral, except minus strings.
Yeah. So what about the subject? How did you incorporate the elements of Don Quixote's adventures into your
work?
Well,
I figured it should really include the two polar aspects of it. One is the love of this woman who he imagines to be, you know, sublime, which is usually the essence of all effective romances. And the second part is the ridiculous. The first movement is rather stately and large, and the second movement is a Sevillana, which is sort of the Spanish version of a waltz. And I got the castanets and all the, you know, all this stuff. It was a heck of a lot of fun to do, and it's been a real delight to work with the kids. Terrific experience.
Okay, so the piece is called Tilting at Windmills, is that correct?
Yes, Tilting at Windmills.
And will you be there in the audience to watch?
Yes, I will be the tall guy with a long beard and tails.
And Margaret, how are the students responding to Phil's piece as they're working on it?
Well, they're loving it. They particularly love getting to work with a live composer and hearing him notice things and fix things in the score. I mean, all that process is really interesting to them. You know, normally they just get a piece of music and you play it, and yeah, that's it. But this time there's been revisions and there's been suggestions and all that kind of thing. I asked for some of the kids to tell me something about it, and one responded. But anyway, he said, I loved getting to work with Dr. Robinson. He's a great, fun guy who obviously has a deep passion for music. His piece, Tilting at Windmills, is beautifully unique, and I've enjoyed playing it. The way the brass sounds mix is absolutely beautiful, and the piece really flows from beginning to end.
Oh, I think we have a future music reviewer amongst us. That's fantastic. All right, so it's called Tilting at Windmills, and it is just one of the three pieces on the first half of the concert that takes place Sunday, November 22nd. It is the Triangle Youth Philharmonic, and they'll be performing 7 p.m. Maimandy Concert Hall in Raleigh. So that's the first half of the program. What do you have planned after the intermission?
Well, the Triangle Youth Philharmonic is a large symphony orchestra. We have 97 pieces in it, so we have a really big string section. And the kids play in this orchestra because one of the reasons they play is that they really want to get to do the great works that they don't have any other opportunity to play. Among those works is Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5, which has always been something people want to play and people want to listen to because it's such a wonderful work.
It is.
So that's what they're playing on the second half.
Full force of the orchestra.
Full force. It's a long work for young people. It goes about 45 minutes, so they have to really learn how to concentrate from beginning to end and be able to deliver that.
Lots of learning happening there. Tickets are for general admission. They are available at the door. Once again, it's part of the I Am Quixote Festival and takes place Sunday, November 22nd at 7 p.m. at Maimandy Concert Hall in Raleigh. You can find more information at philharmonic-association.org. And Bill, I think you had a few other upcoming concerts you wanted to mention as well of your music.
I have a website, billrobinsonmusic.com. If people enjoy this show, they can hear more music of mine coming up in the spring and winter. Durham Symphony will be playing one movement of my birthday symphony at the Martin Luther King Tribute Concert on January 16th. Raleigh Symphony Orchestra is going to premiering the entire birthday symphony, half hour of music, February 26th and 27th at Meredith College. And the Chompy Quartet will be playing a piece with two horns, Rachel Nikotopoulos and Chris Caudill, and bassist Robbie Link at the Sights and Sounds concert at the North Carolina Museum of Art, Sunday, March 6th.
Margaret Partridge, Executive Director of the Philharmonic Association, Bill Robinson, local composer, thank you both so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.